As early morning light streams from above, the intruder approaches from the east. He storms towards the stationary elders. With our collective voice, we pray to our great mother. We hope that it is not our time. One by one, the invader makes chalk marks on our bodies. We cannot hide from this intrusion. Moving with purpose, the two-legged stranger leaves his cryptic sign on ancient torsos. Soon, there will be others of his kind. Usurpers, invaders, destroyers. They are all the same. Internal rings at my center radiate outward, bearing my ancient memory. I have always been here, long before these marauders on legs were born. I was here before all of them, and I would be here long after the mutilators of the sacred forest are dust, if not for the blades in their hands. The invader does not care that we were here first. We stood tall and reached towards the sky before any of them were dreamt of. My origins predate his father and his grandfather before him. The usurper is not alone. Others approach riding mechanical beast. The distant tremor of his brethren surges forward at the horizon. The earth shakes at their approach, and I cannot get out of the way of the approaching storm of cold-eyed executioners fixed on their targets. The invaders' faces are hard and inscrutable to match their unmovable hearts. Not far away, my oldest brother feels the cutting blade. He cries out to our great mother. My extended family responds with cries of their own. I hear him shout my name, but I am powerless to help. Together, our family of giants shudder inwardly with each swing of the killing blades. Nothing is sacred to this swarm of destroyers and their insatiable hunger for more. Always they want more and more. I sense the displacement of air and the roar of their machines in the distance. The swinging blades rise and fall. Again and again, the frenzy escalates. They find their marks every time. The invaders cut into bodies, severing limbs without emotion. They swarm across our land, an insatiable army hell-bent on dragging our wounded brothers and sisters away in pieces, headless trunks stripped of life. I am no stranger to the slaughter. I witnessed the surging tide of destroyers before, and I remember the shock waves of their actions spreading like rot and disease, gnawing and devouring. They erode from the edges of our home, eating their way to the center. With time, their encroaching machines grow closer and closer. Once vast and teeming with life, the sacred forest has grown smaller. My many limbs reach towards the sky, and I feel the sun gods healing rays on my skin, and life goes on. Yet I secretly dread the day when the destroyers will cut and pull me down from my stationary watch. On that terrible day, I will be broken and hauled away too. The cutting and maiming of my companions goes on for an eternity. I pray to the sun god to watch over our home. We stand proudly as one under the open dome of the vast and limitless sky. Perhaps the sun god will be with me once more. It would do no good to plead with the destroyers. I have no means of speaking to the blade-wielding invaders. Nor do we share a common language to bridge the gulf of our epic misunderstanding. I have no voice that they can hear. However, we are not that different from one another. The Great Mother birthed both the elders and the termite men into being. We all need water and sustenance to survive. The Sun God blesses all with life-sustaining illumination. The swarm of termite men descends upon us. There is no end to the tidal wave of their hunger. The storm grows worse and more frequent. They come in many skins, white, black, brown, yet they share one mind, one purpose, to cut, to break, and to destroy. Despite their ravenous nature, I marvel at their movements. They are always on the move. Rootless bodies in motion draw pain instead of nourishment from the Great Mother's ageless bosom. Their senseless actions splinter and crack open her skin. Her sorrow spills out into the soil. Don't they know we keep the Great Mother breathing? Don't they know we restore creation by our very presence? They lord over the Great Mother's domain without remorse or pity. I stand resolute and tall with my family surrounding me. We are both ancient and defenseless against the wave of termite men. A termite man breaks from the ranks and approaches me. He grips an axe. His other calloused hand reaches out and touches my cracked and resilient skin. Silently, my family watches on. The termite man asserts his dominion without thought or conscience. No love or hate, only insatiable hunger. Without warning, he moves on and pushes deeper into the forest. This unexpected moment of reprieve is welcome, for now I can breathe for one more day. Perhaps I can claim another night as my own. Time enough to thank the Sun God and his dark queen, the luminous moon, for more time. No one is promised tomorrow. When the Sun God rises in the east, the termite men will return, with more blades and mechanical beasts on the rampage. Their machines will carve into the Great Mother to clear space, to remove us from our home, to pull me from the soil. Great Mother, hear our cry. Sun God, answer our prayer. The attack arrives at dawn. In these precious moments, the sacred forest endures.